Welcome to episode number 2 of the Words of Life podcast for January 28th, 2016. My name is Ezra Ward, and with me again tonight is Daniel Ruge, evangelist at Marietta Reno Church of Christ. How are you doing this evening, Dan?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Ezra?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I can't complain. I could, I guess, but I won't. So the topic you picked tonight, you want to go ahead and go start off with that and just give us an idea of what we're going to talk about?
Yeah. Well, I thought it'd be a good idea. Maybe we could just share a little bit what our focal point has been as a congregation here at Marietta Reno. For this year, for 2016, we have made it our effort to focus on growth. We're all collectively are challenging each other and encouraging each other to just keep looking for ways that we can grow stronger and be better as a Christian. And so certainly something that I think we're all trying to do better at various areas of our life. And so I thought maybe it'd be good just to talk about what our focal point has been just as we've been getting started in this year with that direction.
Yeah, that's really great. And it's good to sit down and think about what growing means in a year when we're asked by the elders to grow. And of course, you're supposed to do that every year. But there's a specific focus on that this year and thinking about what it means to grow spiritually, what it means to become more like Jesus. There's a lot of thinking there to do. And clearly we need to grow, but the question is, why do we need to grow in our lives? Why do we need to grow in our spiritual lives? Why do we need that?
Well, it's interesting because when I first started thinking about it, especially when I knew that that was going to be the theme and we were all going to be kind of having our minds centered on it. And so I started just looking at different verses and trying to think of different sermon topics to just address that. And it was interesting that when you think about what our main objective really is as a Christian, and that's what I kind of started trying to think about, well, what is our main goal as a Christian? And obviously, I think that would probably be the first thing we do think about. We want to grow, is to do better. But in many ways, that growing really is evidence of really the main goal, which is really that we are living as a Christian should, essentially being alive in Christ. And it just made me think to a passage there in Ephesians chapter 2, where Paul talks about the transformation that takes place when we are converted from our sins and we're no longer living the way of the world, and when we're trying to follow Christ. And really, it's the description is that we went from being dead to being alive. And so it makes me realize that really why growth is so important is because growth is really the way that you kind of check yourself. If you can see growth, and if you can see yourself wanting to grow and excited about growth and are actively in the process of it, well, then that tells you that you are exactly what Paul says you should be as a Christian. You are alive.
Yeah. And one of the thing that I thought about, it was a little different angle, is, excuse me, is that we can't be Christ-like if we don't grow. If you look at Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10, and I know I bring this up a lot, and I don't think I've brought it up during the podcast, but if you read that, it says, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there's no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you're going." And so if we're putting our full effort to our spiritual lives, how can we not improve? And how can we want to improve so our full effort has more of an impact? The question that I would have is, do we believe that Peter would have been the great apostle that he was if he didn't have an immense growth occurring to him during his discipleship, and he denies Jesus, and after his denial? The day of Pentecost was just days from the time when he denied Jesus, during right. Jesus's trial, or denying it that he knew him. And you think about that great growth that would have had to occur from that time outward. He would have gone back to the drawing board and said, "Yes, I still believe, Jesus Christ. I saw him resurrected." That just immense spiritual growth there. And even, keep going down the list. Do we think Paul would have been the apostle he was without the growth that he had? Especially, think about Paul. he may have been persecuting the church in his, you know, in his adulthood. But think about the growth he had. It talks about him learning at the feet of Gamaliel. Think about the amazing growth and that it would have required, you know, in Judaism at the time to become as good at as he was. And then yes. Think about how formidable he was as a debater and as someone who convinced people that Jesus was the Messiah. Think about that growth that occurred in his early years that made him such a powerful force. You think if he hadn't had that background, he would have been as good as he was? I don't think so. I mean, God can make anybody anything he wants. But right. You think about the great base Paul had, even though what he was doing in his adult years was not good. He was persecuting Christians and killing them.
Yeah.
You think about where he came from.
And that's a great point, too, that you bring up there that is really interesting, just thinking about the fact that you know, when you're growing, really in any area of your life, it's always kind of interesting how God is able to use areas of growth in areas that we may not even think is even directly related to our spiritual life. But maybe that's the main objective, is that we want to be open to growing in really every area of our life. I think it's a good kind of analogy you pointed up, just connecting with that passage of whatever you do, do it with all your might.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing that we're created in God's image. And so everything that we do as a living, breathing human being is something that God is wanting to use ultimately for his glory and ultimately for our well-being as we grow in our understanding of how we're connected to Christ and how we grow closer to him, that just maybe being open to growing in anything that you're able to get involved with, you know, as a living being, that God is able to use that. I think that's a great point, even using Paul as an example, that, yeah, he certainly did grow in his
but I think of even Jesus, you know, talking about thinking about how studious he would have been as a child. You know, Jesus, the human being, you know, grew into someone great. You know, I if his father was a carpenter, I wouldn't imagine that Jesus would have just automatically been a good carpenter to help his father in the work. He would have had to grow in that. The thing we got to remember is that we're not perfect when we become Christians, and we've got to continue growing. And we're not perfect the day we die either, but we are expected to mature.
Right.
We're expected to, you know, move on to quote unquote solid food from the milk of the Word. Thinking about what Paul said in Hebrews to the Hebrews, you know, we have to be able to move on. And the big deal is that there are more people out there that need to hear about Jesus. And if we're still not very far into it, how can we teach somebody else? How can we be examples of somebody else? And guess what? The people that were ahead of us that taught us, they aren't going to be around forever. And then we're not going to be around forever. Someone has to keep that going. And, you know, all the people in the world that they need to know about Jesus. And if we don't grow and get to the point where we can actually teach them and we're not just sitting learning ourselves, then we're damaging far more than just ourselves. We're damaging the entire church, and that's just something to keep in mind.
Oh yes, excellent point. That for us, you know, growth is such a major part of our lives, something that we should be constantly striving for, making sure that it is occurring in our lives. Not only is it the litmus test of whether or not there is spiritual life in us, but that without that growth, that we're not going to be able to make it to the next level necessary for us to reach as many people as we possibly can. And that's a great point, too, that's something that I've seen in my own personal life, the need to keep growing, whether it's in, you know, an understanding of a passage, whether it's in getting stronger to overcome certain trials or a temptation in your life. We have to be striving to get better and better at those things all the time. Because of the fact that, you know, Satan is doing everything he can to knock us down and keep us discouraged. And so if we aren't growing to overcome those things, then Satan ultimately is going to use those barriers to just keep us very, very far away from being useful at all in making any progress, as you pointed out, just to reaching other people, being influential, to be who God can use to just encourage and build up anybody else that needs his word and needs his love and needs to come to the light.
Yeah, and one last point I'd like to make on the, you know, why we need to grow. We oftentimes have, I think of having issues with patience, having issues with being angry over small things. And the number one thing I think about is, what kind of person does the world listen to? Do they listen to the guy who preaches patience and preaches meekness, but then is very impatient and has issues with being not so modest, being you know, boastful? Are they going to listen to you? And the thing is, we all have the, like, a lot of us have the, I don't want to say we all, a lot of us have the issue of having issues with either anger or whatever it might be. And we have to get past that, because people aren't going to listen to us when we preach Jesus's message of, you know, peace and, you know, coming back to God. If you don't act like you've accepted that yourself, no one's going to listen to you. So we have to grow into that point where not only can we teach somebody else, but our teaching has an impact and sticks. It's very important.
That's a great point, dude. It made me think of something that James says in James chapter 3, when he talks about just the things that we stumble over. He's going to